all these views you see also being fed to the Landing Force Operations Center here on the ship. Of course, it is very important for our recovery teams leading the mission to have all the views that you're seeing as well. Again, listening to their communication loop here on the ship. Very quiet, which is a good thing. It means things are going pretty nominally, meaning as expected. Again, all this activity happening just 3,000 yards away from the ship. So that means this will be a very quick flight back on the helicopters for the crew. 2-3 minutes, and then we'll be back here on the ship. Okay, saw a thumbs up from one of the personnel on the front porch. Deploy what they call the Air Rescue Vest, ARV. And so this is the harness that each crew member will get into in order to be hoisted into the helicopters. Again, those helicopters hovering just about 40 feet above the front porch when they're ready to pick up each crew member.
This is Mission Control Houston. Behind me, a fairly raucous scene as hundreds of flight controllers have poured into the flight control room here. This is reminiscent of the scene after the final shuttle mission of STS-135, although that was the end of a program. This is only the beginning of a program with the textbook splashdown of Integrity and its four astronauts. We're standing by for the crew to be extracted from the spacecraft. Entry Flight Director Rick Hensling invited all of these flight controllers who contributed to this mission to enter the flight control room to have an opportunity to receive well wishes and to share the mutual glow that exists in the wake of a textbook mission for Integrity on the front screen here in Mission Control, a sign that says, "Welcome home, Integrity. Taking humanity back to the moon, going further, and returning safely to Earth." So all of that jubilation, part of the post-splashdown activities, even as we await the crew being extracted from the vehicle to be hoisted onto Navy helicopters for the trip back to the USS John P. Murtha.